Fox 102.3 on the phone with Mike Jones. Now, Mike, you are one of my really good friends, and you're also the NFL writer for USA Today. Back on the road with the NFL kicking off tonight. What has it been like for you just being in Kansas City, traveling, interacting with players?
Been really, it's been different. This is my first time being on the road since the first week of March, right after the NFL Combine.
Oh, wow.
Because of the coronavirus restrictions and everything, and the whole team setup has been different. There's no locker room access during training camp and everything like that. And even tonight, you know, you'll be able to watch the game, but the press conference is on Zoom, and so there's no face-to-face with players, so it's going to be interesting. Being in an airport was weird, kind of. You know, obviously you got your mask on, you're being careful and everything. It wasn't nearly as crowded. You know, in Kansas City, it doesn't seem very bustly, although I just got back from lunch, and there were some people in Chiefs jerseys and stuff eating at some restaurants. So I guess there's excitement there, even though it's toned down just a little bit.
You've been, I'm sure you've been watching like basketball games and stuff. Does it feel weird to, for me, like I'm like, it's just a reminder that things aren't where I want them to be. Does it feel like that for you? Like it's cool to get out, but you're like this, there's something just slightly off with it.
Yeah, I feel that feeling. It is, I'm happy to be back on the road, but it's just not the same. You know, normally I get in the night before, I, you know, have a nice dinner, have a drink, kind of check out, you know, some scenery of the city and stuff like that. And didn't do that last night. Just basically stayed in my hotel room. Again, like I said, you know, there's going to be, I'm watching the game, but I gained so much insight from walking around in the locker room after the game and talking to players about how the game unfolded and what worked and what didn't. And now there's not going to be that. So there's this, you know, uncertainty or a little bit of uneasiness on, okay, how am I going to do this job the right way without that access? But everybody's learning as we go. You know, the NBA, they, you know, put on a good product, even though things are different. I know the players would love to have things be normal. I think the Chiefs fans are, they're going to be allowed to have 5,000 people in their stadium, and it's a huge stadium, so it's not going to be hardly any fans.
Okay.
It's all going to be a different norm for this year, and some places won't have any fans, so it's going to be interesting to see if home field advantage even matters anymore for a lot of these players.
Now, let's talk the game itself. Texans in Kansas City, who are, besides me being a huge J.J. Watt fan, not only because he looks so good, but also because he's hella talented, who are some players that we should be on the lookout for specifically tonight?
Well, especially you're going to be looking at Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Houston Texans, Watson, and the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Both of those guys, young guys, Mahomes coming off a Super Bowl win, but this offseason he got a mega deal, record $250-something million contract. I think actually up to $277 million over 10 years, which is the biggest contract that any football player has ever received. And then just last week, Deshaun Watson got a huge deal that was up to $166 million over 4 years. He's going to be making $40 million a year. So there's a lot of pressure on these young guys. You've got these mega deals. Now you got to go and deliver. And, you know, they're excited, both very grounded, very, you know, strong leaders. And I think that they're going to put on a show tonight. So all eyes are going to be on the quarterbacks. They both got great supporting cast, but they are the guys that are going to be under the microscope, especially now after having those huge paydays.
Instead of just a regular football, are they going to be throwing around a football made of money or?
They probably have, like, you know, Their cleats are going to be encrusted in gold and all kinds of stuff like that.
What do you think? I always like to make you, I like to force you to pick your Super Bowl winner. And I know it's probably difficult right now, you know, with just how things have been going out and how much maybe you've been able to actually see players in action. But let's do it. Who's your Super Bowl winner for 2020 into 2021?
I'm picking the Chiefs to repeat. I have them beating the Seattle Seahawks in the championship. I called them last year, so I feel good about you know, my pick again for this year. We'll see how it all unfolds. But yeah, it is weird making predictions not having seen them in the preseason or anything, but I just feel good about the continuity and everything like that with the Chiefs.
Now, you have, you're all over social media. People can follow you on Twitter and Instagram at By Mike Jones, B-Y Mike Jones. And you also have a podcast, Football Jones. Let's talk about that. How many episodes are you in now? Do you even know?
I think I just did episode 78. It's been a little bit more than a year.
Wow.
You know, so it's, you know, it's been quite a journey. During the season, there's only two episodes a week. Off season was one episode a week, and I talk to, you know, players, coaches, other reporters, just try to take you inside the NFL and get a look at what's going on behind the scenes.
Has there been any just like kind of favorite interview or something that somebody has said that kind of, you know, like when you're having these moments, and even if it's casual conversation, something stands out and you're like, that was mildly life changing. Have you had a favorite interview yet or something like somebody said that you felt like that about?
Well, I mean, I think anytime I get time with these players, whether it is Mahomes or whether it's Lamar Jackson, another young star, and hearing about their process and how they approach the game and how hard they work, and then but how grounded they are as well. You know, you realize these are people, but they're also, you know, exceptional minds as well as exceptional athletes. And you kind of just kind of learn what goes into the way they are and how they've been raised. So, you know, it's always impressive to talk to coaches, talk to players about their process. And then you're like, man, these guys are so dedicated, and it's hard for me to like just not pick up a donut. You know, so that's always, you know, motivating, like, okay, these guys are so disciplined. I need to be better.
It's inspiring. And then you're like, oh, but it's so much easier to eat the donut. I'm with you on that one. If people want to find that, that's available on, where can they find that? iTunes?
You can go to, go on iTunes and you can find it, Football Jones Podcast, or you can go to my Twitter at By Mike Jones, and I've got a link on there as well.
All right. And let's make your predictions for tonight. Who do you have winning?
I have the Chiefs winning. I think I picked 35-27.
Perfect. Well, thank you again. You can follow Mike on Instagram and Twitter at By Mike Jones. Check out the Football Jones podcast. And, oh, we have, let's make a bet. I don't have a, who do I even think is going to win the Super Bowl? Gosh. Mike, I don't even know. I don't even have a guess.
It doesn't matter because you're going to lose like you lose all your other bets to me anyway.
Listen, you're holding on to this one win that you think you had at darts, and you didn't win. I kicked your ass like 2 out of 3 games, Mike.
You know, Kate, you won one of the three games, and that was because I felt bad because all the ladies were glaring at me for beating up on the girl. So yeah. That's the only reason why you won that last game of darts.
We're going to agree to disagree on that because you're wrong, but we had a very pleasant conversation just now. So I'm going to let you have that win. All right, give me, who do I want? Give me a team to pick. I don't even know.
All right.
Let's go AFC.
Just take the field. I'll say we'll take the field. I've got the Chiefs and you've got the field. So you've got a really good chance of finally beating me in something.
All right, it's done.
All right, we'll talk about our prize off air.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, Mike, you can check him out. By Mike Jones, Instagram, Twitter, Football Jones. And you can check us out at the end of the season when I kicked his ass yet again.